The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Jimmy with Joe and Frank and Al and Debbie. Oh, we're off and we're running this morning. Happy May. Let it go. Come on, I want to hear Mitch Mitchell on those drums. Come on, man.
Listen here, baby.
Stop acting so crazy. I think, I am convinced Jimi Hendrix was an alien. 4 years. 4 years, he was like a burning meteor through the night. Boom. Dies at 27 years young. A tragedy.
I'd say ask Art Bell, but he sadly passed away.
I'm talking about conspiracy. Me and Michael, my son, think Jimi Hendrix might have been an alien. Because the way he played the guitar, the way he I'm telling you, he would bar, when you bar the guitar, when you put those bar chords, and you put your thumb on the back of the neck of the guitar, and your forefinger is over the front of the fret, when you fret the whole thing, Hendrix came up with the concept of using his thumb. He would roll his hand around and put his thumb to play on the E, the low E, right, string, and then make up a chord with the rest of his fingers. And then my son can do that, which is wild. Only an alien could come up with that, and not before since Stevie Ray. I keep telling you,
Albert, Eddie Van Halen was quite.
They were
prolific.
All great. Eddie Van Halen, quick, and Slash is a great guitarist as well.
Very good, not as good as Eddie or Jimmy. I mean, Eddie Van Halen.
Well, Jimmy's in a class by himself.
No, I understand that, but what I'm saying, Eddie Van Halen, everybody knows him from Van Halen, but
yeah.
Eddie played on a lot of different musicians' albums.
He did.
That he was credited and not credited with. So you know, he played on Thomas Dolby's. Album. Thomas Dolby, the guy who made He Blinded Me With Science, She Blinded Me With Science, the big hit in the 80s. Thomas Dolby in the 90s came out with an album. Eddie Van Halen is on half of the tracks. You wouldn't know it unless you listened to it.
Probably the best guitarist, as I keep saying, is Al Di Meola, who I can't find. I have his cell number. I text him. I go, he doesn't call. You know, Italians. I probably looked at him the wrong way.
He's a jazz guy.
Oh, what a jazz player.
No, tremendous
what
player.
A guy.
Yes, Horshack. Yes.
Okay. A welcome back, Connor reference.
Yeah.
We are cutting edge.
Oh, Mr. Connor.
How cutting edge are we?
Yeah, I know.
A Horshack reference. Is good. It is. We got to get.
Raging Bull, Horshack. I mean, come on.
Joey DeFrancesco, the organist, right? The blues organist. He did, I heard on SiriusXM on Seriously Sinatra. Forgive me for plugging them, but I will. And Joe Pesci did a killer version of Pennies from Heaven. Killer version of Pennies from Heaven. Pesci, he is great musically. Oh, yeah. We have to dig that up if you would, Al. I'm so glad I remember. And then, Frankie Fiberos. So I was glad. I thought I had to go to Philadelphia. It's all taken care of. Everything's good. I do not have to go. The event is locked and loaded. I went back and forth late last night. I don't have to go to Philly.
Outstanding.
No, because I love Philly, but
my brother's in Philadelphia right now.
You know what? I could have given him maybe
a
ride home.
Brother?
No.
Oh, the other.
So I don't have to go. Now, what do I go? It's an event down in Philadelphia for a wonderful academy called Liguori Academy, right in the inner city, helping out the inner. And my mission for the last 25 years has been to help at-risk youth. So I said, I'll reach out. They said, Joe, we got this covered. Thank you for reaching out. I said, but we're okay. Come down if you'd like. I go, whoa, it's okay. I will stay home. So I get a text message just now, Frankie, from, Dr. Nina.
Oh.
Hi. I think I'll be seeing you tonight at the Liguori Academy.
Oh, wow. We know where you're going to be tonight. They know how to get you there.
Okay. Well, well, well.
They know what they're doing.
But only me. Suddenly. Please. Now, but listen, I'm going to have to make a move in a relationship.
Big Mike, we got to get in that car. We got to get down there.
That's it. I'll have to make a move on something, you know, or not. Maybe. I don't know. Do I go to Chicago? Do I go to Philly? Hey, I'm just saying.
It all depends on what city Dr. Nina is in.
Joe's like, oh, this is great. It's a bit early tonight. I'll see you. Well.
The doctor is in. Hello. All right. Dr. Frieden.
What do I do about my maple syrup addiction?
Yes.
I like to say, Dr. Frieda Birnbaum.
I could use some anesthesia.
Knock me out.
Okay, here we go. Back to business and news. Dr. Frieda Birnbaum will join us, a Columbia University graduate, media psychologist, award-winning speaker and author. If she's not listening to the show, she'll come on. If she's listening, she's like, I don't want to be on that show. Lou Perez, commentator, writer, and comedian, has political correctness finally gone too far? Touched on this with the great James Rosen. It's so true. You couldn't do, when I did Ebony and Ivory, when we did with Eddie Murphy, the great Eddie Murphy, we did Ebony and Ivory, you couldn't do it now. Not only black and white, you are blind as a bat and I have sight. And you can offend all the blind folks, right? I mean, you couldn't do anything now. And has political correctness finally gone too far? Lou Perez will break it down for us. And Krista Lepora, she's a hospitality expert, co-host of Travel Channel's American Roadhouse. And we'll be talking about the Cinco de Mayo. And happy May, by the way. It's May 1st today. I can't believe it's May 1st already. Believe that, Frankie Fabrello?
I can believe it, yes.
Unbelievable.
It
so
is wild.
We are here.
Congratulations to all the communists out there. Speaking of my brother, Nick.
Is he really a socialist kind of guy?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think he calls himself a Marxist, but sometimes he'll say he's a communist.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. Dove Hyken posted something. I put it up last night. It was too vital just to arbitrarily tweet in the late of the night. So the dark of the night. So I put it up this morning. He did that rally, Dove.
In front of the New York Times, right?
Yeah. It was great. You got to hear Dove Hyken speak. He was just brilliant. And for him to go, he went up against the New York Times. In my day, in my life, I never thought that someone so true to his heritage as Dove is would have to go and attack virtually and call out, rather, the New York Times. The New York Times after that Nazi propaganda-like cartoon that they had. Where are we, Frankie? What's going on like that?
You got me, Joe. Yeah. You got me.
How everything's just upside down, inside down, and backwards. So it was nice. And that rally was very well attended.
It was, yeah. I saw the video. It looked like there were a lot of people there.
At that, you have to see that. You have to see Dove, speaking out and speaking the truth at Jersey Joe Piscopo, or certainly Dove Hyken, D-O-V Hyken, on the Twitter as well. So here we go. Infrastructure, that was okay. There's hope that this is going to have some amicable political discussion on infrastructure down in Washington. That word, I missed that whole thing. Did they come out? Did they come out of the driveway where you and I hung out?
I don't know which exit they came out of, but they came out and had very nice things to say about how the meeting went. So a positive first step. That's what we want our leaders to do, and that's what we want leaders of different countries to do. Especially as we're trying to work out some sort of a solution to this crisis in Venezuela. I think this really underscores the need for us to have better relations with Russia, not worse, because ultimately, if America and Russia are talking, it's going to have a beneficial impact on the crisis in Syria, has already gotten a lot better, North Korean relations for both countries, and the issue in Venezuela, where we both have, but the United States and Russia has, a vested interest.
But Frank, President Trump is owned by Vladimir Putin, and he'll do anything Vladimir Putin wants. I mean,
this to me is... example 753 as to why Donald Trump is not a Russian agent. I can't even believe that I still need to be saying this.
This guy Swalwell running for president?
He is. Yes.
What can they find a Democrat whose name I can pronounce? That's why Biden is high in the ratings, because you can say Biden.
We got Tim Ryan. That's an easy
Tim Ryan's a good one.
Yeah.
Swalwell Buttigieg.
Right. Tim Ryan is that's a solid name right there.
Yeah. All right. But so these guys, they
presidential type of name.
Yeah. We need a presidential name.
Well, and he's from Ohio. That's I think, a wow. state that's given us more presidents than any other state.
Is that right?
I believe so.
So we let's hope that at least Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer could work out something with the infrastructure. The fireworks will just, it's going to be crazy down there today with William Barr. I mean, he finally decided he's going to testify in front of
the Senate Judiciary Committee.
The Senate Judiciary Committee. Okay. Right. And who chairs that?
Lindsey Graham.
Very good. So thank God for that.
Mm-hmm. It is nice to see that the country is starting to get moving again. Like, we got this guy in the White House. Maybe we should go to him.
We're still reviewing.
Well, no. But they agreed on this bill. They're going to work on it.
No, there is no bill. There's no bill. They agreed on an idea.
Okay, but again, it's a start. Let's hope that it goes somewhere. Obviously, Senator Schumer.
Frank really doesn't look at Al when Al talks.
When he's talking about something substantive.
He doesn't look at him.
Substantive.
You don't look at him because of the hair.
I can't take him seriously.
Did you hear that?
I can't take him
something serious. Substantive. So he equates my hair with being dumb.
He averts his
eyes. No, it looks absurd.
It looks absurd.
He's not even looking at him now.
He's not. He tries to, and then he averts his. It's like the sun. He looks at real quick. I'll give you a pair of sunglasses.
No, Frankie's
an old soul.
No, yeah. It looks great.
Good. I can't. You know, I hope I get invited to the wedding because I'm going to show up in an outfit that's just going to wow the crowd.
Purple. You should do purple. Purple outfit, no, purple that's, shoes.
No, I'm going to do something drastic. Very drastic.
Not because the day's about you, Al. You're right.
No, why not? I'm going to show up in a superhero costume. Why not?
But, you know, your point is well taken, Mr. Gattula, if I may say so, Mr. Morano.
Not to Frank.
No. But at least there's the infrastructure. They didn't come out and start the nastiness. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Now, look, if they get something together here and they pass something, that's great. It's good. It's a benefit for the country. Yeah. I think at this point, you know, every one of them is talking about, we're not going to impeach the president. We're not going to do that. Yeah, another one, averting his eye. I forget it. No. Why even bother? No. That's it. I'm done.
He gets offended. I love this guy. He's right, like every relative I've had.
You would think.
You looked at me the wrong way. I am not talking
Frank
to you.
Frank
for 7 years, we're not talking.
Frank likes me to shut up so I don't interrupt him.
I want you to just get rid of that awful hairstyle. It's you
at
know,
some point I will.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, then maybe you'll look at me again.
Yeah, I will.
Friday night we're going to be at dinner. He's not going to look at me once.
He's
going to sit me at the far end. I'm going to be at the kids' table. I'm going to be at the little kids' table with my wife sitting there. Oh, you enjoying the food, honey? Why aren't we sitting with everybody else? Frank doesn't want to look at me in my hair.
No, there's enough people there where I can keep my distance.
Blend in. I blend in. You won't have to look at me.
Yeah,
you're going to walk into Frank has a point. You're going to walk into Michael's.
That's what I'm saying, Joe.
It's a restaurant. Church.
What do you think Fred's going to say about that hair of yours?
He's going to think I look like a fruit. That's exactly what he's going to say. Come on. Am I right or wrong?
A fruit.
That's it.
What's with this guy? What's with this guy? That's what I'm expecting.
He will say that.
His hair.
But you're right. Al does get easily offended. For a guy with a purple mohawk, you'd think he'd have a bit of an easier way
about it. But every Italian gets easily offended.
Yeah, but they're not walking around with purple mohawk.
Did I do something wrong?
You know what, Joe? You make a great point. Because last hour you made a mention about how, listen, if we disagree on political views, it's all right. I might not like you, but I'm still going to have a conversation with you. Except if you're Italian, and as you've said the story many times before, if you play the wrong pinochle card, that's it. Nobody talks
for 8 years. You played the Jack of Hearts. You played the Jack of Hearts.
The Italians are a little different. The Italians are a little different than most other people. They get offended by the dumbest of things.
I think Jewish Americans are the same way.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a great Barry Levinson, and I want to get into what's happening with Bill Barr. No, I don't. You're right. Let's talk about Barry Levinson, the great director. He did this film with Kevin Pollak, and it was where the guy comes in. Oh, what is the actor's name? Was it Lou Jacoby? He comes in, and they are going to cut the they wait for him to cut the turkey for the Thanksgiving dinner, and then he was late, and then they cut the turkey, and he walks in, and he looks, and he sees the turkey cut, and he goes, "You cut the turkey! You cut the turkey!"
He was
offended and left. "We're leaving! Honey, we don't have to leave. We're leaving! They cut the turkey!"
I'm a big fan of Barry Levinson, but I've never seen that film, actually. I have to check that out.
Mine is good. So true. Getting back to Bill Barr, so he will be...
Yeah, so now the big controversy involving Bill Barr is yet again another media-created non-event. Okay, so...
Well said.
So, the Washington Post runs this big story. What is with you? What is going on?
Because you were trying to make a point, and Joe interrupted you in the middle of the point.
What? And I know, I just said
what's
the
in that coffee
well?
Cup? You hitting your beer stash early?
No, he drank the cleaner yesterday. That must be what it is.
That was great. That was Boy, clean me right out.
Yeah, why don't we take a break? We'll give the audience a break and take a break, and we why don't we continue next.
Whatever you say, Frankie, all because right. You were making a lot of sense. You were making an Avalon, by the way. We forgot to say the name of the film.
Yeah, Avalon, name of the film.
No, you got to see Avalon, one of the great films of all time. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Deb.
So you guys are distracted by Al's hair. Then you get a text from Dr. Nina.
Debbie, you have no idea. You have no idea.
That.
Neither one of them can look at me. They can't.
I know.
I'm looking at you.
You have Joe forces himself to look at you. Frank just completely just turns away.
I can see. Every time I look at him, I look at his hairline. You know, I look at the purple of it all. You know, you ever see a stare at a guy with a bad hairline like myself? I have too much topics in my hair.
If I was naked in here, Joe wouldn't stare at my nakedness. He keeps staring at my hair.
Not this early in the morning, Al. You got to go there. You got to go there early. I'm trying to eat French toast, please.
Yeah, but Al has great hair. You have to admit, he's got great hair. So, I mean, just because it's purple for a while, it's okay.
I don't mind. I like it. It kind of is like Matt Conklin, our buddy, he's got long hair, young guy, long hair. It gives like a kind of texture to the show.
Yeah,
you know, Frank looks like
he's
a studious. He's got a vest on with a nice shirt. I want to get him.
Frank has good hair, too, though. He just keeps it nice and short.
He does. You know? Frank has hair like Chia Pet. He really does. It just keeps growing. Right? Am I right, though? I wish I had your hair. You will never, ever go bald, Frankie. You know that? You never will.
I don't think so.
Knock on wood.
I'm telling you.
I don't think so.
Hey, Deb.
What about Dr. Nina tonight? Did you make a decision yet?
You know,
I
was so excited I didn't have to go down to Philly. You don't need. We don't need you, Joe. Then Nina texts me just now. Joe, come to Philly.
Joe, you're like, maybe I will.
I kind of need a checkup, Deb. So maybe.
See how you feel. See if you get a nap in. You know.
Yeah.
If you're really deliriously tired. You better sleep.
I'll be coming, honey. I got to take a nap for a little while.
Oh, naps are great. Then you feel great later on. It's worth it.
I know.
So
before
good.
I go on a date, I got to take a nap. That's
oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt, unless you want to fall asleep on the
I
lady.
Give up. Debbie, how we doing traffic-wise? Hello, lady.
Hello.
Traffic.
Let's see what's happening, guys. We're going to go right to the Taconic South into Pleasantville Road, getting down toward Briarcliff Manor. That's an accident. Traffic is still pretty tough over on the southbound side of the thruway, heading down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Watch out for slowdowns. Inbound GWB 20. Lincoln, that's 25. Holland, about 30. Stop-and-go traffic on 80 East, exit 37. They're still working on an accident here, getting out toward Rockaway. 18 North at the New Jersey Turnpike. Some earlier problems just cleared, and we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic at the Edcotch 59th Street Bridge into town. Still stop-and-go on the Staten Island Expressway East out through the Verrazano. Eastbound Gowanus up by 72nd. An accident is now on the shoulder. Checking the forecast, some showers likely today, high of 54. Tomorrow, thunderstorms in the afternoon, high of 72. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher says Joe Biden must not be reading the news.
Everybody knows how great the economy is doing. You can't pretend it's not. People are actually taking home more money. It's the last thing. You'd go after anything but the economy, right? If you're Joe Biden, you'd go after anything but the economy.
The middle class is hurting. It's hurting now.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Our legislators lied to us and sold us a bill of goods on congestion pricing. This has nothing to do with congestion and everything to do with taking more money from hardworking New Yorkers. Tell Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and her Senate allies that congestion pricing must be repealed. Call Leader Stewart-Cousins at 518-455-2585. Let her know that congestion pricing has to go. To learn more, visit ReclaimNYNow.org/congestion-pricing. This ad paid for by Reclaim Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's our biggest grill event of the year. The best time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grills and accessories $3.99 and up. And don't miss our Neighborhood Barbecue Fest this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy great grilling demos and expert advice. Only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Propane tank not included.
So when I talk to you on the radio 25 minutes after 8 o'clock in New York, New York, Joe, Frank, Al, Debbie, you're very humble, ready for Drive Time Players. I care about you, and I love the family that are kind enough to sponsor on the program, right? So when Balance of Nature came on, I sat and I had dinner with Dr. Douglas Howard and his wonderful wife, Sue. I met the grandson, Jace, and Lex, who runs the company, their son. This is a great family. This is a great family. Talk about character and caring and tradition. And then they come up. Dr. Douglas Howard will tell you the journey of his life, how he came up with Balance of Nature. A medical doctor, by the way. And he put fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Because what is the ultimate antioxidant? It's the fruits and the vegetables. What is the least thing that you eat throughout the day? I will ask you that. Please, it's fruits and vegetables, right? So Dr. Douglas Howard he made Balance of Nature to change America one life at a time, as he said. Frankie Five Boroughs has been telling about us for years. And we're going, yeah, Balance of Nature. Yeah, I heard about it. Everybody hears about Balance of Nature. Then we start our Balance of Nature journey. Albert starts Balance of Nature. Debbie, myself, now it's your time to start Balance of Nature. Because now until May 10th, you will receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. In my opinion, the ultimate antioxidant to stave off everything that is trying to attack your body. You will feel more energetic. Your skin will feel better, in my opinion. Your hair, everything about Balance of Nature is good for you. And that's why I love telling you about Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, by the way, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so please don't wait. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. The discount code is the answer. Good health is only a phone call away.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
So, did I tell you the other day I was trying to get Otis in? Did I tell you that? Was I trying to get Otis in? And I'm whistling for him, and I couldn't find him. And I'm going around the house. Might be my Bernese Mountain Dog. It's that Mikey's Bernese Mountain Dog that I've inherited, because that's what happens when kids want dogs, and you always end up with the dog, and then you fall in love with the dog. And I fell in love with the dog. Why am I talking like Bernie Sanders? I don't know why. My dog's a pathological liar. No.
Pathological liar. That sheep is a pathological liar. You know that joke. Please don't start. No, no, we don't even go there.
So I whistle for Otis. And I think I touched on this before, but stay with me on this because I need you, a pet owner, to tell me what this was about. Can't find Otis. Now, last year, Otis disappeared for a second. We couldn't find him. He was under the steps walking down to the back deck. Under the steps, Mikey found him, and Big Mike found him, thank God. And he got the bloat, what they call the bloat, where the tummy, big dogs, the tummy turns, and it could end the life of the dog. So Mikey said, "No, let's get him." They ran him. I was in New York. I called the vet. The vet said, "We have to go surgery." Right? I go ahead. Boom. You know, $11,000 later, wherever it was. You know, but it was worth it. We took care of.
Do you have pet insurance for Otis?
No,
you should get it.
I know you're
really
absolutely
should.
Right. So I thought I couldn't find Otis the other night, and I'm whistling at the front, I'm whistling out the back. I do a big whistle, you know, and he usually comes running. Didn't run. Then this was the weirdest thing for my big dog. Then I whistle. Then I see him appear out of the dark, out of the back. I go out on the deck, and I look, and in the dark of the night, the dog starts to come to me and, you know, in kind of a very submissive way, walking to me like, and then I said, come on, come on, buddy. Come on, Otis, come on. And then he looks at me and then he looks behind him like something's luring him back into the yard. And then he looks to me and he comes a little closer to me. I said, Otis, come on, man, we got to go to bed. I need you with me. I don't want to leave you out here. So and he comes a little more, a couple more steps. And then he looks behind him again. What was luring him back? What was luring him back? I thought maybe it was a dead animal that he could rub himself in. You know what I mean?
Right.
Come back stinking like that. Yeah, that's it. Could have been that. What, you know what I think it was? I think that gal that came and helped with the Volvo.
You think
the one that
Rain Woman?
Yeah.
Rain Woman. I think it was Rain Woman.
She's
in the woods.
Yeah.
I think we might have found it. What it was? Then he came a little closer and he looked again. Yeah. Because I remember
I like
the lady
dogs.
I hired. We hired the lady. Yeah. Mo and I brought this gal in, and then she was like, she was organized everything. She was like meticulously.
Yeah.
She had a 1985 orange Volvo.
Yeah.
And then it felt a little weird because I didn't want Mikey traveling around.
Driver.
And then she just disappeared.
Mm.
She disappeared into the woods. You know, it was like Field of Dreams. She just went away, man.
I'm glad to see you concerned that if she's in the woods, you're going to find her.
But is that what Otis was looking to?
Probably.
I said, oh, man, I need you with me, you know? And I could see, you know, he came close, and finally I said, come on, buddy, it's okay. And he came with daddy. He came with me, and I put him, and he was fine for the night. What was luring the dog?
That's a good question.
Rain Woman?
In the middle of nowhere in the woods. It's got to be an animal. Yeah. Like, this is, difficult to ask.
Speaking of pets, I want to wish a happy 10th birthday to my fiancé's cat, Melchizedek, whose birthday is today.
Is this the cat that bites you?
Notice
how he said that.
I don't.
You looked at me.
She did.
Wow.
See, if a cat looked, a cat's, what I just described to you, what Otis did, the way cats do that every day.
Right.
It's like, what do you want? You want something?
Yeah.
You want something? You want me? I'm not gonna come to you now.
No, he comes over, but.
And then he goes, thanks for petting me.
I don't understand. Yeah. The cat thing, there's nice cats, and I love them. I got a couple cats. The kids.
I don't see you as a cat guy.
Not a cat guy.
No.
A dog guy. I need a good dog looking at me, you know?
My mom screamed at me when we got a cat because she's like, no, you can't have a cat with the baby. It catches the baby's breath.
Oh,
what is it? What do you mean?
What are you talking
about?
You know, the cat
catches the baby's breath. Does it actually catch it in its paws?
It's an old wives' tale.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
But
the cat jumps in the crib and smothers the baby? No.
I just need loyalty. I want loyalty. That's why I don't have a relationship.
I look to my dog for the relationship, you know?
Who's going to take care of you when you're old? If I hear that one more time, who's going to take care of you when you're old? You know what? I am old. I'm taking care of myself.
Right. That's why I'm working five jobs.
I know. I go to Philly today. What do I tell? Ugh.
I said to my son, I said, you know, when mom and dad get older, you know, you're going to help out and, help us. Oh, no. He says, I'm putting you guys right in a nursing home. Oh, okay, great. Thanks.
What's that? They told you that like that?
Yeah, my son. He told me that.
See, Mr. Sinatra had, I remember, he had two, and this is not a racist comment. I'm afraid to say anything. Two Filipino nurses, side by side, as he got older. He would go to a train store in, like, it was a Santa Monica. No. Out in L.A., there was a great train store in L.A. somewhere. And I remember the guy told me in a train store when I bought something for Mikey in there. He had two Filipino nurses walking with him the whole time. Isn't that a good answer? I can't afford two. I could maybe get one.
Yeah.
Huh?
I think so.
I think my health care plan has one film, and it delineates. It says, what nationality would you like?
Right. If you pay a little more, you get a Filipino. You pay a little less, maybe they're from somewhere else, you know. But that's the nice thing about Bernie Sanders' health care plan now is, so 4 years ago.
He needs a nurse at this point.
4 years ago, Bernie was only supporting single-payer health care and socialized medicine.
Yep.
Now, this year, everybody's supporting it. So he's got to come up with something to go even farther, crazier left.
I know.
And so he's now come up with, as part of his single-payer health care plan, socialized long-term care insurance. So that when you are old, the government will pay for you to be taken
care of. Isn't that Medicaid and Medicare? Don't we have
How would that work? You would pay into it at your job?
No. Well, I mean, it would work the same way as single payer health care. It's just more expensive. See, instead of just paying for health care, you could pay for, you know, somebody, a nurse to be with you.
See, the thing is, Bernie, all these things that Bernie's talking about, it's going to turn into Venezuela. It doesn't work. And I think that's why Biden is starting to surface a little bit. They see that. But I feel bad. Why do I feel bad for Bernie? I just feel bad for Bernie. He's going to get whacked again. You can see
it because the party doesn't want him.
I know, man.
That's why it's...
I'm going to surface. I'm doing good. Everybody loves me.
But what I don't seem to understand
Everybody's
is
a pathological liar.
But if there are so many people that support him, that like his views...
Pathological liar.
Why doesn't he run as an independent? Why doesn't he say, screw the Democratic? No, but
yeah.
My point is, why not say, screw the Democratic Party?
You're right.
I'm going to run as an independent. I'm going to upset the apple cart.
All right.
You know, because what? Because they don't want him to split the vote? Because then it would almost assure Donald Trump of being reelected or any Republican?
He has run as an independent before and won as for both Congress and for U.S. Senate and as mayor of Burlington, Vermont. But the reason that he doesn't do that is because exactly what you described. In his view, to run as a third-party candidate for president is counterproductive to what he's trying to do in terms of pushing the country, you know, towards a leftward agenda.
Yeah. He forced himself.
Frank didn't look at
it. He did.
He did not look at it.
He had like a bile taste in his throat while he was making his point.
Change your hairdo, you get Ike got decked.
I can't wait for Friday night because I can't wait for him to not look at me. Frank, how you doing? He's going to turn away like this.
It's a big table.
Like this.
No, but that's what Al does to people. Dan Fratellone came over to him last year at the Michaels dinner. Al kind of brushed him off.
I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, I know, but you got to be friendlier to the people.
I'm very friendly.
If someone walks over to you, Albert, and they go, hi, how are you? Stand up. You say, hi, thank you.
You people think you know what? I'm going to come in with a cardboard box and just put it on me. Well, I'm sitting there with my wife.
You know,
I have an arm stick out so I can hold my wife's hand.
See, that would be funny. That would be great.
That would be funny.
Like that, actually.
A cardboard box.
That's very funny.
Like the, you can put it down.
Like almost like
be a little hole for me to eat.
No, right. And one for your eyes, right? Like the unknown comic, kind of.
No eyes. I don't want anybody. Yeah, I don't want to look at anybody. I just want to have a little thing for my mouth. Maybe, hopefully I can guide the food in. And have one arm that sticks out. I can hold my wife's hand. So she has to sit to the right.
Not to offend anybody.
Not to offend anybody.
Just make sure the box isn't purple.
No, that's even better. It'll be a purple box.
836, Dr. Frieda Birnbaum will bring some credibility back to the program, we hope. A Columbia University graduate, media psychologist, award-winning speaker and author. The anxiety of these school shootings, you know, another shooting down at the University of North Carolina, beautiful North Carolina, two dead, and another school shooting. What in the name of God is going on? We'll talk about that with Dr. Frieda, Lou Perez as well, and Krista Lepore from Travel Channel's American Roadhouse. Big Al is standing by with the news, not in a box. He's outside the box, actually. Al is right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
52 degrees at 8:37. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. New York City is going to be celebrating the 50th anniversary of Sesame Street today. Mayor de Blasio will deliver remarks at a street renaming at West 63rd and Broadway in Manhattan in honor of the famous show. Sesame Street has been filmed at Kaufman Astoria Studios in Queens since the early 1990s. The New York City Board of Education is scrapping voter information from the internet following backlash. The BOE began putting voters' info on the web earlier this year, including names and addresses. Advocates were angry over the move, saying the data could be used by scammers to target New Yorkers. The board has now removed the information. An executive director of the Board of Elections, Michael Ryan, says he doesn't believe anyone was going to their website to try and find personal information. Authorities are investigating and offering a reward towards information after a man was found shot to death in Branch Brook Park. The body found in a gazebo yesterday, according to Newark police. Victim's identity is currently being withheld pending notification of his family. The Essex County Prosecutor's Office says they're investigating the incident as a homicide, a $10,000 reward being offered for information leading to the identification of a suspect. In sports, CC Sabathia outdueled by Zach Greinke as the Yankees lost 3-1 to the Diamondbacks in Arizona. But Sabathia, the newest member of baseball's 3,000 strikeout club, he reached the milestone by fanning the D-backs' John Ryan Murphy in the second inning. Sabathia, the 17th pitcher in history to reach 3,000 Ks. Pete Alonso's sack fly in the 10th gave the Mets a 4-3 win over the Reds. This report is brought to you by Rawlings, the mark of a pro. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks. Let's go to the Southern State westbound as you get out past the area of 109. It's an accident. Earlier problems on the northern state cleared. Eastbound Gowan is still slowing down, getting up toward 72nd Street. That accident is off on the shoulder. It's still causing delays to go back toward the Verrazano, and the Staten Island Expressway eastbound still bumper to bumper Richmond Ave right out through the Verrazano. Over on the southbound side of the Van Wyck at Liberty Avenue, that's an accident being cleared as well. Cross Bronx West, heavy right out toward 3rd Avenue. The inbound side of the GWB, 15 minutes in. Lincoln 25, Holland 35. It's really horrible on the northbound New Jersey Turnpike, Westernsburg, getting up toward 16W because of construction. If you can, take the eastern spur. Southbound Thruway slowing down in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Rain likely later, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Ace Hardware. Don't miss the Neighborhood Barbecue Fest at your local Ace this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy great grilling demonstrations and take advantage of their biggest grill offers of the year. Stop by the Neighborhood Barbecue Fest at your local Ace today. See participating stores for details.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Come to the Saccone Theater on the campus of Bergen Community College in Paramus, New Jersey on Saturday, June 1st for an amazing evening of entertainment. The show is called The Legend Behind the Hits and features my buddy Charlie Colello and his 26-piece orchestra. I am hosting and I will also be performing. Charlie Colello has written or arranged great songs for artists like Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, The Four Seasons, and many others. Also performing will be Jersey Boy star Joseph Leo Buari and the talented Tommy Sellers and a very special young artist named Michael Piscopo. That's my boy. There's a pre-show reception catered by the Stony Hill Inn and Batagra Restaurant. Sip a glass of wine, enjoy the food, love the show. The entire evening will benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey and Bergen Community College in the name of the late Elaine Murray LaGuardia, a wonderful gal we all love. Reception starts at 6 p.m. Curtain goes up at 7:30. Memories of this great evening will last forever. All seats, $100. For tickets, please go to tickets.bergen.edu. That's tickets.bergen.edu or call 201-447-7428.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater in unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 842 right now. When it comes to protecting your home and your family, trust one of the longest standing names in New York. Trust Honig, Conti, and Porino Insurance. Honig, Conti, and Porino Insurance has been a local insurance brokerage in Manhattan for over 100 years and is family-owned, providing coverage for four generations. They pride themselves in being consistent and face-to-face. You know, I love family-owned and operated, right? That's what you get when you get Honig, Conti, and Porino. Is it Honig or Honig? I'm going to say it right here
Honig.
On here. You know,
Honig.
They tell me, this is a great, you know, these guys are great, by the way. Michael Conti and Michael Honig, Honig. I got to make sure that we get this correct because I'm proud to have these guys on the air. You know, there's no automated services here. They work with each client individually and personally with a role. Roll up your sleeves approach, and at the Honig, I would say Honig. I would say it's Honig. We're gonna find. Alice saying Honig. I say Honig. Conti and Porino provide each client as if you know you're a family member. They provide policies that grow as you grow and make sure that each individual is fully taken care of. Whether it be homeowners insurance, right, business insurance, renters insurance, to the unknowing first time apartment renter, Michael Honig and Michael Conte are names you can trust. We're going to get them on the air. We got a couple calls. I want to get them on the air. I want to get the correct pronunciation because these are good
guys. Here, here's the number, 212-777-7113, 212-777-7113, or visit them at honigconte.com, HONIGCONTE.com, Honig Conte Parrino Insurance. Not just here to provide insurance, but insurance guidance.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Mamma Mia, 844 with Joe on the radio. Dr. Frieda Birnbaum, kind enough to join us this morning. Columbia University graduate, media psychologist, award-winning speaker and author. Dr. Frieda, great to have you on the show. How are you doing this morning?
Thank you. Very well, thank you.
Well, the school shootings, Dr. Frieda Birnbaum, it's so frustrating and so upsetting for me as an American to open the microphone every morning and then there's another school shooting. What in the world is going on?
Well, it's very sad. You know, we have these copycats that actually, when they see something that reminds them of how they feel, they go ahead and they copy that type of behavior. And it's very dangerous. Schools really need to have open discussions about bullying, what to do for these kids as part of the curriculum in school, so we can stop this from continuing to happen. Because actually, the threat of having guns at home, having mental illness, having the wrong kind of parenting, all that is behind the scene of what actually occurs at the final stage.
And when people walk into a mosque or a church or into the synagogue, you know, in San Diego, oh my goodness gracious, and you're just looking to pray, for goodness sake, and then these wackos come in. I mean, how do you overcome that fear to worship in peace, doctor?
Well, you know, fear does not have to be bad for you, because it helps to protect yourself against problems. When we go to the airport, they check our luggage, they check our bags and open spaces, we have guards. So that's a good thing. Anxiety, when that sets in, then you're out of control, and you really have to get professional help or speak to someone. So we can't avoid those feelings, and we do have to live our lives. So being protected by having guards there, saying something when you do see something that's either physical or verbal, and most of all, educating people around you, students in school, adults, on what it is to have a different ethnic backgrounds. And people who are anti-Semitic often have feelings and negative feelings about other groups of people as well. So they're not only targeting one set and one population.
So what is causing this insanity? Whether they're anti-Semitic, whether they want to shoot in school. We were talking about tradition, the lack of tradition in families, Dr. Frieda. Is it the video games? What do you think is causing this violence? That, you know, we saw some terrible things happen. I'm a baby boomer, Dr. Frieda, you know. And we went through the assassinations of JFK and Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King, and it was horrific. And the Newark riots in 1967. But now, almost every day, there's a shooting in school. What is the missing link? Is it tradition? Is it family? Is it video games? Is it the desensitization of social media? Or is it a combination of all those things, doctor?
Well, all these things are true, but here's the point. The point is that really words can kill. Hitler used propaganda to kill. Killed 6 million Jews, yeah, and homosexuals and deformed. So research has shown that blaming others will not help take responsibility off of yourself. And also, what is happening is that when Israel and the Palestinians are in conflict, well, Jews are more targeted in Europe, which is not necessarily coincidental. JCCs have closed down because of rioting. Swastika signs were put up in mailboxes. So, you know, 50% of this is hate crimes. And this is how it starts, when there's a group mentality. People feel that they're not responsible, they will not stand out, and they join the crowd. So this is a very dangerous way of having to deal with what's going on in our society today.
And to your point, before we let you go, Dr. Frieda Birnbaum with Joe on the radio, 849 right now, why is there, we've talked about this for years now, this anti-Semitic rise, now that is getting into the United States House of Representatives. It's scary, and it is like pre-war Germany, to your point, Doctor. What's with this anti-Semitic hate that seems to me perpetrating the political arena these days?
One thing is that there's always been an underlying feeling that there's a reason why people are not doing well, if there's something that's bothering them. And the Jewish people have had a reputation. I mean, I could quote somebody, a minister in Hungary, who's saying that the Jews, all they want is money. That's all they care about. We even had a senator, what is her name, Omar,
yep,
who actually stated that Israel and Jewish people don't have a right to be part of the American society in some way. And that was, you know, spoken about. But these things that come up flare feelings in other people's unconscious about equality, about having more money or having less success. People have to know that they need to be okay in order for them to be okay with other people. They need to be in a place where they're not empty. If it comes from relationships at home, if it comes from succeeding in their own personal lives, if it comes from connecting with families that they're not talking to. So there's all kinds of disconnects and dysfunctions in people's lives. And sometimes when you don't stand up for yourself, when you allow bullying, well, you are the nearest target. But guess what? It's not going to happen again. Jewish people will stand up. There will be consequences for crimes. New laws have to be set in so we can implement these types of behaviors that will not be appropriate anymore. So we do need to know what bullying is, even starting in the school system, as you suggested, that students need to stand up for themselves. I do not agree with what's taught in school, that you have to go to the authority. Well, the authority will not always be there, and they don't always help. So you really have to be strong, you have to be independent, and you should not allow anyone to intimidate you or to be weak. And that has to do with children in school, that has to do with any background, any ethnic background. You cannot let anyone get away with anything. Those rules do not apply anymore.
All right. Dr. Frieda Birnbaum, thanks so much for taking the time. Columbia University graduate, psychologist, award-winning speaker, and author. Thank you, Dr. Frieda. We'll talk again, 8:52 right now. Debbie Duhaime looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. It's still busy on the Gowanus this morning. East getting up toward 72nd Street. Accident on the shoulder. Delays back to the Verrazano. Staten Island Expressway eastbound. Horrible. Richmond Ave out through the Verrazano because of the problems all morning on the Gowanus. Traffic is busy on the Van Wyck South at Liberty Ave with a crash there. And the LIE heading west right at the BQE. An accident in the left lane. Prepare for slowdowns over there as well. Cross Bronx West, heavy traffic out toward 3rd Avenue. Inbound GWB, that's about 10 minutes in. Lincoln 20, Holland about 35 to 40. And we're still seeing slowdowns on 3 West at Grove Street in Clifton with an accident over there. Southbound side of the New York State Thruway. It's going to be stop and go for you as you head down past Spring Valley, heading down toward the Tap, and over on the Taconic South, heading down toward Millwood. It's an accident in the right lane. Alternate side parking rules in effect. subways on time. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-651-0798 to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. 1-800-651-0798. Use promo code AM970 and Mike will give you 30% off plus free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping with promo code AM970.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm Sarah Wallace, General Manager at Magnolia Bakery.
Every cake has the backstory of who you're giving this cake to. It's happy birthday, Jessica, or happy sweet 16, Amy, and wanting Amy to have the best sweet 16 that she could ever have. I'm working for a sweeter world, one treat at a time.
At ADP, we're designing a better way to work so you can achieve what you're working for. HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
I
want a divorce.
I just can't anymore. I'm done. That was a piece of work. I know we're on the clock. I know. I will tell you what's going on. But let me tell you about something very serious here, if I can. 5 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:55 right now. Whoa, the call boards. I apologize. Will you hold on the phone? Because I promise you I'll go there. But it may be after the hour, and I apologize for not going there sooner. I want to tell you about the Gold Shield. This is great. The Gold Shield is a great concept, a great idea. Came up with someone that I met last week. I was so impressed with this. And it has to do with things that bother us every day, that affect us every day, that take our lives every single day, and the government doesn't do anything about it. This is the Gold Shield. It allows us to take charge. Now, we've been hearing about cancer, right, for too many years, and it seems like it goes on forever. I lost two very close friends just this month about cancer. It has unfortunately touched us all throughout our lifetime, family, friends, and relatives, and you personally. Without expedited research, we'll have that word on our lips for the foreseeable future. We can put an end to this, and we must all get involved. And over the weeks, you heard us all talk about the Gold Shield. Frankie Five Burrows and Kevin McCullough and Mike Gallagher, myself, we are all on board. If you are a merchant, here's the way this works. Large or small, you could become a Gold Shield member. Simply pledge to make a tax-deductible, any size you wish, year-end donation. You know, and we want to put our dollars directly where we choose they should go, right? If you're a consumer, shop where you see the Gold Shield. Just go to thegoldshield.us and see what we're talking about. This is new. This is very, very exciting. We are trying to tackle these problems that just devastate America, and we want to take charge, and that's what the Gold Shield is all about. thegoldshield.us. You can call as well, 888-526-9111. 888-526-9111. 100% of the donations go directly into a 501c3, that's a nonprofit organization, distributed directly to cancer research, as well as, yes, to fight veteran suicide. Please check it out, okay? TheGoldShield.us.
Weather.
Hey, Joe Lumberg, how you doing this morning?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. Weather-wise, how we doing, Joey?
cloudy today. It's just going to be kind of misty, 50s, maybe a little drizzle at times. Warmer tomorrow, we get to 70, but with a couple of showers, maybe a thunderstorm, and then cloudy, cool, damp on Friday, low 60s, and we're probably going to be wet this weekend, especially Sunday.
Yeah, you see how quick he is, Al? Is that good? You hear Al?
Weather! Got to do the weather!
Back on time!
And you are right on the money, Joe Lundberg, always, and we always appreciate it, Joe. Thank you so much, my friend. Joe Lundberg right there. It's 8:58. We hold the calls because we'll go to the calls when we come back in the 9 o'clock hour, I promise. Al's going to do local. We'll go to network news, and then I'm going to grab the phone calls. Sorry to keep you waiting. We're coming right at you. 877-970-2999.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.